everybody. Well, today is our BBS radio show. Today is Monday. We're on Station 1, and we're also on Station 1 on Wednesdays. And then Station 2 would be Friday and Saturdays, in case you're listening to an archive or just first-time listening here. So today is our Healing Highway show, and we'll get this on the road shortly here. But let's first clear the date. So the date today is the 30th of January, 2017. So we can either clear, probably do them both at once. We'll clear the word January and then also 1, which would be the same as the first month, 30, 2017. So here we go, releasing the energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So in case you're new and you're wondering why we're releasing the energy on the day, remember, every day of the past of January 30th is quarter to you because you have a history or a first story on this particular day, for sure going back throughout your whole lifetime. And so if anything happened to you that was a problem on this day years and years ago, it's still with you. Also, you know, you have your ancestors and your parents living on this day, and so something could be triggered, and we're trying to help you out with that trigger point. And whatever happened today with you, if anything could happen, more than likely is because of your past memories, his story, or her story of the past. So that's why we cleared the date, in case you're wondering. So let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. Here we go. Energize those. As many as you have will energize. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And next, we'll clear your situation that you're dealing with today, or it could be another day also. But here we go. Let's release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that feels pretty good. So, Elizabeth, are you out of the makeup room and gargling and getting your teeth brushed and hair done right and got your fancy dress on or whatever? Are you ready to go?
I'm ready, yes. I'm dressed to the nines and all made up and fresh out of the wardrobing room and here with everyone tonight. And thank you, everybody, so much for joining us. We're so glad that you could be here on the Healing Highway. As Ron said, it's January 30th, 2017. And Ron, thanks so much for clearing all of those dates and situations. Everything is feeling really good. And also, the date, which you mentioned, that could also relate to past lives. So not only does it relate to all of the years we've lived this date on our current lifetime, but it could also relate to past lifetimes as well as ancestors, which you mentioned. And I just wanted to make a couple of announcements here at the top of the show. You can always send us your questions if you'd like to comment about any of the healings on creationlightship.com, which is Ron's website, and it's also the home base for doing all of your healings. You can email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can also find our chat links on creationlightship.com at the top while the shows are live and on our bbsradio.com homepage. So get in touch with us via any of those methods during the show. We're happy to take your questions and testimonials, and maybe you were on the wonderful call that Ron did yesterday, an 8-hour healing intensive wrapping up the series of 3 healing calls that he does every month, and we will stay tuned for the next set of calls, which you can always find at the top of creationlightship.com if you're interested in that. Towards the end of the call there, Ron, you were doing some really intense healing, and I wonder if anybody else listening tonight was on that and would like to send in any kind of testimonial or commentary. Please feel free to do that. It's always nice to hear from our listening audience as to how the healing sessions are helping everybody. So please send your testimonials to, again, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I also wanted to mention, since we're doing announcements here, there is a special session coming up, and it is called the Restoring Your Energetic Blueprint Healing Call. And Ron, maybe you could talk a little bit about that, what your energetic blueprint is, how you restore it, why it needs to be restored, and then we can go over the time and date for that call.
Well, basically, in a nutshell, when you have a situation happening to you, a lot of the times your energetic blueprint maybe gets holes in it, gets destroyed, doesn't carry your spirit energy. So that's kind of what it is in a nutshell. So we're going to help you to reestablish that in a sense. This is not the same as what we were talking about maybe a year ago about the body blueprint restoration. This is a different call. This will be good to jumpstart people. But it'll be an interesting call. A lot will get done. You're going to feel better afterwards. And if you have a problem with staying warm, this will definitely get your little internal heater working for you. So instead of having your skin getting warm typically and the core of your body isn't, we'll be doing some work to make your internal furnace work. And so far, on the few people that we worked with so far, it's helped them out a lot by staying warmer. And naturally, if you're too warm anyway, you may not want to do that. You could just say, I don't want to have that. I'm already running too hot. But it should put you back into balance if not. So on our call that we had yesterday, I was releasing at the very end, energetic hair balls out of your maybe lungs, out of your esophagus. Then also working with sinuses, getting rid of critters there. So if anybody was on that call yesterday, maybe you could comment on how you feel today. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, wow, yes. I definitely am going to get on that call personally, and I'm sure that is welcome news to everybody back east as we're having to endure frigid temperatures this week, and we are, I am anyway, almost always cold. So I guess I didn't really associate that with an energetic blueprint, but it's stands to reason that if you are dealing with a lot of weird energies, or maybe you're fighting, you know, to sleep at night, or having trouble, you know, restoring, that it would be a good one for you to get on to maybe feel that warmth. And the energetic body is the framework for our physical body, so it would be a good one to get on, I guess, to kind of realign those two energies together, the energetic and the physical. It sounds wonderful, and the details on that are it is going to be on Saturday, February 25th. It's a three-hour healing call, 11 to 1 Pacific, and it's $50. You can register via PayPal, and if you're on the mailing list, you should probably have received an email from us about it, but if not, we will have information posted on the website at creationlightship.com. So please try to register for that if you'd like to join us. We always love it when people are able to and can have a great benefit from that. So somebody's asking, Ron, about the upside-down timelines, and they're wondering, why do I have to timeline do I have to do unlimited timeline crash in order to timeline crash upside-down, tangent, and invisible timelines?
So just switching add it gears into the page. You just want to add it in maybe after your name when you do that, so you don't have to purchase the advanced one. It'll work on all of them. You just need to specify that.
Did you want to talk a little bit about upside down or tangent timelines?
Well, the worst, first of all, the timelines that you're abducted onto when you're having a maybe the exact same experience across the alien universes at the same time, possibly. And remember, whatever you're doing here, they copy and paste you over there, then you keep running that situation. Sometimes that situation could be identical to what you're doing right now, you know, moment by moment, we'll say, or minute by minute, or this could be from the past, and they just lock into maybe 5 minutes of your body energies and just stole that, and they keep replaying your past over and over again. And that's why you can't really get well that easily. So that's one way to look at it. So they don't want to kill you on the timeline. Remember, they want to get your energy. Now, the worst timeline would be the tangent one. That's when they take you sideways and they want to experiment with you. So different things, maybe dissect you, put you into laboratories, you know, put different arms and legs on you, et cetera. So that's very common, but that's the worst ones. The upside-down timeline is where they have the, I'll just say the programming codes, okay? And the programming codes are on the upside-down timeline. And when you do a timeline crash, a regular one, then that gets rid of that timeline, but the codes are still there if they choose to be manifested over again. Normally, when you get off the timeline and you do enough timeline crashes, at some point you're no longer going to have it exist. But they may not even look for those codes because they want to see what's active. But if somebody goes, oh, wait a minute, you know, I can kind of remember we put this person through this, and where did it go? Oh, there's the codes there. We'll just re-manifest it over again. We want to bring back that situation when you know, you were maybe having fun when you were 3 years of age. Your parents smoked a lot, and so you thought you would smoke and put a pencil, you know, in your mouth, and then you fell down and the pencil went through your cheek. No, and you had to have stitches, et cetera. And they go, oh, there it is, age three, and you're probably 60 years old now, and you go, wow, wonder why my cheek's hurting. Well, they just copy and pasted that. They took the codes and redid it to you, okay? Well, another way of looking at it, that's what they do. So doing that is, you know, available on any of the timeline crash. You just type it in. That's why you want to do the upside-down one, too. And then if you don't exactly come off the timeline the way you're supposed to, in a sense, or come back here, then you're lost in space. Oh, remember the song America Pie, you know, all, a generation lost in space. So here we go. So you want to get yourself back here, so you don't get grabbed and become, you know, hijacked by the aliens and never return here. That could be even a worse story. But anyway, that's the situation. So you want to do all of those if you can. How many do you do? You do the exact same amount as what you initially did where you felt relief on the original timeline crash. On the space-time, do about 10% of that. If you did 1,000 timeline crashes and do 100 space-time ones. So that's kind of how I would look at it here. And, you know, the timeline crashes, the way that you can, you know, be able to feel better about your life because you're not bringing in all these other stories. If you could get rid of all of your timelines, then you would be in the now because you would not be abducted. So, saying it another way, you are only abducted because you're not here. It means that you're thinking about something else, and the thoughts bring you into timelines. And I talk about that a lot. Hopefully it's soaking in, so you want to be in the present moment to be with your spirit. If you're not in the present moment, we're no longer with your spirit, because your spirit can't work in judgment, which is duality. And then what happens to you is you start using the universal mind energy, okay, the mind matrix, and they will transmit programs to you to talk about. So simply stated, that's what the channelers are getting, is a stream of consciousness from the alien giving information to disseminate to people. I'm not saying that that information is maybe 100% false. It could be 100% correct. Still, that energy, especially if you listen to a channeler, you're being hooked up to that energy typically because you're focusing in, unless you can do the mind to heart drop and still listen. You might try that, but sometimes, you know, you get caught up in the moment or all the moments of the darkness energy coming through, saying how nice you are, what a wonderful person. That's how a lot of channelers start off. Oh, how blessed you are. Oh, this audience looks great to me tonight, and such wonderful people as they're getting the barbecue pit ready for you, you know? So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, and yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Ron, and that's kind of why we are so always encouraging people to stay in the now, do the mind to heart drop, and to stay out of the mental realms, because that is where all of these abductions and timelines and getting on timelines happen. And I'm just wondering, I'd like to ask everybody, maybe you are working on some timeline crashes, and I'm just curious, what are some examples from everybody, or Ron, if you have any suggestions of things that you could do timeline crashes on? I'm thinking maybe if you are feeling depressed, or would it be something like that, or poverty? I mean, what are some examples? And maybe we can ask our listening audience, too, if they're working on anything right now. And what are some examples of things you could timeline crash to try to improve your situation?
Anything that you're dealing with as a negative situation, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point, they've already got you.
Right.
You don't want to be copy and pasted to repeat it and recycle it. So another way of looking at it, maybe more simplistically, like I just said, we'll say that you stub your toe and you don't know that you're on timelines, but you really don't want to have that happen again, okay? So if you don't want to think that you're on 1,000 timelines with a stubbed toe out there with the aliens stealing your energy, which is what they do, but if you don't believe that, you want to stub your toe again. You say, no, I remember that, it really hurt. So the timeline crashes can get you off of that stubbing your toe timeline, and then it may not happen to you again. Well, that's the easiest way to look at it. If you don't believe that you're not being replicated on a hologram, on a false earth, and having this experience over and over and over again as you're stealing your life force energy. So that's one way to look at it. So one reason why you want a timeline crash is because you don't want to live there, experience that over again. Back to you.
Yeah, and it could be something simple like I keep getting stopped by the police in traffic, or, you know, I keep running into people that like to ask me weird questions. I don't know. Or I keep having trouble with my electronics in my house or something. I mean, it could be something simple like that. It doesn't have to be something huge and significant. In fact, honestly, I think sometimes those things which are rather annoying to us, like losing our keys or not being able to find a parking space, are often timelines we are connected to, and they do it in order to annoy us or make us confused or steal our energy. So all of those things are equally important to timeline crash, and it's amazing how when you do that, other things start to open up for you. But it does take some doing and some work, but it's a great commitment, and maybe if you set aside a 15 minutes to a half hour every day to do some timeline crashing and notice a difference, and write us and let us know. And the Unlimited is great to purchase. It's very helpful for a variety of situations, as Ron's been discussing here. So I did get a testimonial about yesterday's call, and a listener wrote in and said yesterday's 7-hour call was great, was coughing and needed to blow my nose later in the evening. And then I remembered you had done all that special work on clearing our throats and sinuses, slept great, and felt wonderful today. So, yeah, that's great. Ron did do a lot of work on the throat and the esophagus, And towards the end of the call, he was clearing a lot of hair balls out of our throat. So that was, as he mentioned earlier, very intense, and it seemed like a lot of people were feeling that. I should also mention that somebody wrote in and was asking about the energetic blueprint call, and they were wondering, should we do the magnetic twisted body alignment on all 108 invisible bodies prior to the call? Now, the only things I have here as prerequisites are having done the whole lifetime emotional clearing and the free alien oxygen removal clearing, I believe. Yeah, alien oxygen code removal.
Yeah, well, whatever you do to help you is good. You know, there's many things you could do before and during a call. So I would just suggest whatever you do is good.
Yeah, if you want to do that clearing, it's wonderful and would probably help you quite a bit, right, Ron?
Yes, everything can give you a little more energy, like having the light beams up on your monitor screen. So.
Okay. All right, thanks. So the person who wrote in about the timelines was wondering if they have to do them in a specific order, or can they start with the tangent and then do the rest like a regular?
I would first do what your problem is.
Okay.
Because you're living on that one. That's where you're truly living. May not be on a tangent timeline. Could be. But you want to get rid of the source of the problem, which is where you are now.
Okay, so I would just start with the situation and then run the tangent upside down after running just the situation by itself.
Yes,
Okay, great. Thanks for that clarification, Ron. And someone has a comment about being more warm on the February 25th call, and this person is writing, Ron just said if we are on the energetic blueprint call, our body will run warmer. Since menopause, my body runs warmer. I cannot imagine being warmer than now. Maybe my body will be more normal, not hotter than I am now?
Hope so. Hope to see how that works out. So we'll probably put more into balance because maybe your internal heater for most people that are not in menopause, we'll say, maybe running cooler, so it's making the little heater work better. And from there, maybe it'll put you back into balance. I just haven't given that any thought at all. More than likely, it would help you.
Okay, great. And I think pretty much people are asking all kinds of questions about what prerequisites they should do. The only prerequisite that is required is the whole lifetime emotional healing and the free alien oxygen clearing. And if you're looking for the free clearings, you can always find them. They are full strength healings, and you can find them under the Search for Healing login box on the left side of creationlightship.com, underneath the circle there, the oval with the key in it. It's the second drop-down menu. And I would say that anyone who wants to do additional clearings or has any ideas about more in-depth clearings to do, just do them, and it will definitely probably enhance your experience. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, great. So the next question is actually, it's a testimonial and a recommendation about the fur balls, the Sunday intensive. I wonder if anybody's cats were listening on this call. It seems like it would particularly help them too. For the last month, I've been coughing and tired. After the fur ball removal from my lungs, I can now breathe deep. No coughing or phlegm. slept through the night and have energy today with no coughing. I feel great. Thanks.
Wonderful.
Somebody is crashing right now. Lack, L-A-C-K, and struggle on the advanced timeline crash. Very interesting. And somebody else wrote in that they have been doing the invisible timeline crash on fear plus the space-time crash. My body is more relaxed and my head is free of fear and worry. I am full of hope. Thanks. This clearing is really very effective. And I should also mention, if you are particularly fearful, there is a whole lifetime fear body clearing, I believe. And I'm going to search.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's a whole, this is a fear one, yeah. And
yeah.
Also make sure you check your psychic billboard. So if you're dealing with fear for a long time, that will be radiating, telling everybody around you that you're in fear. And that may not be good because people will know you as the person that's in fear all the time. You may not be able to get out of your own way because people will put you there in the fear scenario. Well, back to you.
Yeah, and the psychic billboard is another very helpful and useful clearing that Ron is talking about. And you can find all of the clearings that we're discussing on creationlightship.com. So, Ron, what about fear of conflict? Like if you get into an altercation with someone or someone tries to push your buttons and you have that kind of reaction, like you're going to cry or your heart starts pounding, what is going on there and how can we maybe feel better about that? Or maybe it's like a coworker or a family member that you just dread seeing and this person just creates a very intense reaction in you. How can you kind of contain that and stay heart-centered, especially if you have to see this person or work with them every day?
Oh, well, that's a good one. First thing you probably want to start off with, besides the emotional clearing, is get into your little barcode, because that could have been transferred to you from aliens and bringing up all your DNA to be in fear from your ancestors. If the ancestors gave you this. Another way of stating it, all of your stuff, everything that you're dealing with today and throughout your whole life is what your natal chart, which is programmed to activate things at different days, years of your total lifetime. And at the very end, well, naturally, throughout your life, have your death barcodes put in place also in your natal chart. So the very last one that they're going to win on is when they kill you because you just hit your last barcode. So looking at it a different way, everything that you're dealing with is in there. That's why you probably would want to go in there, and I would even, you know, put in the word fear. Normally you put your name in, your address, your phone numbers, everything that deals with you that can be used to recognize you as tracking words, okay? Especially your first name, last name, nickname at school or whatever, is a sure. Have other things going on, which is what you pick up during your lifetime. First born, your parents probably lived at some location, you know, in a physical address, unless they had an RV and they're traveling, but typically, well, more than likely have a house that into after, you know, you were born. So that's in there. That address is in there because the aliens want to see where you are. Well, you know, you want to get rid of all of those words and situations that you're dealing with. So you could put a fear clearing in there. Maybe it'll pop up at a certain age when it got activated, and maybe it might help you to release it. The fear is in the whole lifetime fear clearing. So that gets rid of a lot of that energy. But you may look at your specific incident, okay? And if you have the unlimited version of that clearing, since you have done it, you know, a long time ago, buy the unlimited, put that incident in there. Also put it into your natal chart, your natal barcode. That could be running an activation on you that you know nothing about when you initially did your natal barcode, that stuff. You didn't realize that this fear, how it is so important, that highlights your life and you keep thinking about it, about going to work, having an upset stomach, that somebody's going to do something to you or whatever, maybe psychic attacks, making fun of you, giving you the evil eye, you know, whatever they're doing to you. They're trying to compete with you, so right away they put a spell on you so they could always do more work than you and get the bonus, you know. All these things, you know, do happen. So, you know, I would probably also put it in there. If you're psychic billboard, so now if you're afraid of something, oh, it's going to be right on your billboard, and everybody around you is going to see that. Rangers. Well, it's like, you know, I don't like going to the doctor, you know. I guess I can only talk about this. I don't have this experience. So, you know, I can remember this young girl. This is kind of funny. I think she's probably about 3, and she hurt her thumb or something. Oh, so, took her to the doctor. Doctor, no, looks at the thumb and squeezes it. Naturally, it caused pain. So out of her mouth goes, "You jerk." Oh, that was kind of funny. You could picture a young kid telling the doctor that he's a jerk for squeezing where it's hurting, you know. But anyway, that's kind of what happens, you know. They want to validate your problem. Oh. Somebody squeezing your emotional owie, you know, that you have and making you react to it, have any reaction. So you want to get yourself out of that. And if you do have a lot of things happening to you in your life and you don't know where to begin and you go, man, this is awful. You know, I'm a newbie going to the website and I see all these clearings. And man, first thought that I would write them all down and start checking them off if I needed or not. And now I'm looking at it like I have like 80% of them that I need. And yeah, I can relate to every one of these. Well, get in and do the other clearing is or self-empowerment, and that can kind of pinpoint what you really may need as you feel the energies leave you. But by doing the whole lifetime emotional clearing first, after that maybe, it depends where you are, you know, how stuck you are. All in confusion and stuff, maybe that other clearing may work out maybe better for you. We'll see what other people say. But it's a Band-Aid clearing to get you jump-started, you know, into life again. That's a self-empowerment one. So if you feel like you're afraid of life, don't want to go out of your, you know, your place, you know, get in your car at night because you don't want to have people see you. You know, you may want to do that clearing to get jump-started. The whole thing is, how are they being tagged and how are people looking at you? What's your issues? What are you dealing with? And what you're dealing with is something that very possibly, you know, given to you from the aliens, from your ancestors. So you're dealing with their stuff. Or it activated something that was deeply buried inside of you. And that's kind of basically it. So if you feel like you're disempowered by something or you have energy on it, then figure out what whole lifetime clearing could be there. Or go into the self-empowerment clearing. Use that clearing and then also get it off your psychic billboard. So self-empowerment and the psychic billboard go hand in hand. And I know we have an extended time on the psychic billboard. I think it's $20 per month. I'm not sure the exact price on the self-empowerment, the $50 or $60. And I think it might be a six-week or two-month clearing. You just keep on it and on it and on it, and you know, it'll help you. It's a gigantic Band-Aid clearing to get rid of situations that you're dealing with so you can walk out of your house in the daytime, not be afraid of things. So that's what it's for, to get you jump-started back into life again. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow, Ron. That's such a great description of everything, and I had so many thoughts as you were speaking, and I did just want to confirm that the self-empowerment healings, it's $50 for 30 days, and you can add unlimited for an additional 50. And I think it's actually for longer than 30 days. It's 6 weeks, so that's like 42 days. Anyway, the thing about the natal barcode is, and I think why it's so important to do that clearing, is because it really changes the way you interact with those who are maybe in your family or in your work family or however you are seen by people. And I think even though the people around you might not change, your perception as well as your ability to ignore them when they're trying to push your buttons or get a reaction out of you, I think it really helps with that. And that's a very interesting suggestion, to put the word fear into the natal barcode clearing. And I'm wondering if anybody has done that clearing or maybe has anything to say about that. And I'm just wondering too if, hold on, I'm just going to check something here with that, the natal barcode removal. I think there is that an unlimited clearing? Or is it just for specific periods?
I think the natal barcode is that once you buy it, go back in
it. Yeah, again. You can use it. There isn't an unlimited option, so I'm guessing you could just use it whenever you need to, which is great. Special creation light chip, natal barcode removal disconnects the alien dark side energetic controlling transmissions relating to names, date of birth, and time, and place of birth from you in this lifetime. This includes many unseen and unknown influences affecting your life. So it's true also that a lot of the times if we get angry or we get upset with people that are in our lives, it's possible that they are being controlled by whatever is controlling them or whatever's in their natal barcode, or whatever aliens are, you know, screwing around with them. So a lot of the times we can't really take it too seriously. The person may not even know what's going on. So it's up to you. I mean, if they're not open to doing creation lightship work or they're not receptive to the idea, you might have to just kind of steel yourself and protect yourself against that. But it can be done. And I think that's a good reminder to all of us, too, when we have to deal with situations. And as Ron said, that self-empowerment package is wonderful, and it does kind of get you back into life, back into the moment, back into creating your own reality rather than letting it be given to you by whoever, whatever chance, circumstances, bad situations. So it really is a way to kind of get back into the game there. And I just wanted to confirm that that is an unlimited healing, and you can use it whenever you want, the natal barcode removal. So let's get back to some listener questions here. And I think this is a great show because that's a wonderful clearing. And Ron, your explanation of it was so great. So somebody is saying they recommend that they do magnetic and twisted body alignment for 108 bodies prior to the energetic blueprint special. And I'm not sure if this is in relation to the February 25th call, but someone also recommended the Immaculate Conception Whole Life Clearing or the Light Infusion Healing Chamber or the Harmonic Frequency Clearing either before or after. So I think this may be suggestions sent in relating to an earlier topic we were discussing about the February 25th call. Okay. And somebody else wrote in with a suggestion to the fear question. And if you're afraid or you're feeling fearful, I guess we do have also a fear barcode removal. I'm just going to double check here so I get the exact name right for everyone. The fear body clearing. So it is a fear, the fear body clearing is a whole lifetime clearing. And there's also the recurring event and situation, which kind of relates to timelines, I guess, Ron, right? The problem
is... Yeah, everything is on a timeline.
Yeah.
Your whole life is a timeline. Just, you know, like I always try to drive home, if you're not present moment, then you're not with your spirit. And then that means that you are abducted onto an alien holographic reality timeline. They can copy and paste stuff very easily. They're very accurate. It happens. Oh, you're not here. Not here. Where are you? I guess I could use the term only God knows.
Yeah, he sure does.
Oh, really? And God know where you are, but you don't know yourself. You're having this wonderful experience. As he gave you a fake spirit. Complicated.
Yeah, and
part of that, in case you get panicky about where'd my spirit go? You know, I'm daydreaming here. Do I have my spirit? Where is it? You know, people can go off on the deep end. Just know that, I guess the bottom line is, you know that you're sabotaging yourself, life experience here.
Mm-hmm.
Life in the now. Here,
yeah, right. We're not telling you all this to freak you out.
Well, or you wake up one day and you look in the mirror and you go, this isn't me. What happened? Well, where are you? Wait,
right.
10 minutes. Oh, if your hair is fast and, you know, you're like you're on a 7-day drunk or something, you know, looking at yourself from the... Or just say, man, I need another clown here to come in. And this one's awful. All of a sudden, in 10 minutes, we go back in the bathroom, different in the mirror. Oh, but where were you when that happened? Wait. I want to be here. And I'm sure that there's probably very few, if any, practitioners telling you about this here. So the whole thing is, be in the present moment, do the mind a heart drop. Solution. It's not that all of your stuff's going to go away from you, which you maybe have already dealt with or have coming down the pike, but it could change. Possibly have a different reality by being on a timeline. Because the other timelines that you're on is there to, you know, surf your energy, cause your problems, that could be. Those timelines are there and you got stuck on it. Then the now and maybe everything around you will slowly disappear. Find that paperwork that much you may have been changed. A lot of things have happened with people.
I was just going to say, it's kind of like when you are like updating your phone or you're updating your software. I don't want to use the word program, but I guess it's kind of like that because it's kind of like when you do a factory reset, it's like you're getting a clean slate. But, I mean, who's doing that for you? Nobody. You're just collecting all of these, you know, bugs. And, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, if you don't update your computer, you don't update your phone, eventually it just keeps crashing and crashing and eventually it doesn't work. So it's kind of like what they're doing to you. And so it's up to you to, I guess, keep yourself updated and make sure you are taking all that stuff off of you. And I just wanted to mention the clearing that Ron was talking about is the problematic situation barcode removal. And you can just find that if you type in problematic or situation into the search for healing box. Under the list of all our online healings, you can find that one on creationlightship.com. So I had another thought, Ron, there while you were talking. Maybe we should do a sample healing for everybody.
Hey, that's fine. Maybe I'll do an anxiety clearing here.
Oh, that would be great since we're talking about fear.
Here we go, anxiety. Facing your particular situation due to bring something forward so I can clear it. Here we go. Think of your situation of fear. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Take a deep breath now. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. There we go. So that hopefully will help you out a lot. Remember, when you do these sample clearings, we'll say they work. And, you know, if you had a great experience, you can get on and do the whole lifetime one. First, do the emotional clearing. Well, back to you.
Yeah, that's great, Ron. Thanks for that. And, I mean, I'm always surprised when you do these sample healings on the radio, and I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, I should go back and redo that. Because like I said, if you're not updating your healings, then you're just running the same old stories or events or situations, then all of those things affect you and how you're working in your everyday life. So it really is important, and I think it's hard when, you know, like we were discussing earlier, you have to see a certain person every day, or you live with the person, or you work with them. So it really is about changing you so that you can kind of accept or deal with it better, because a lot of the times it's easier to change ourselves than it is to change the world or change a situation. Like Ron always says, we can only save ourselves, so we have to start there. So thanks so much again, Ron, for the sample anxiety clearing. And there is an anxiety body clearing and also an extreme anxiety release for both whole lifetimes and generations. So going back into the family, or, you know, if you want to go further back, for anxiety and extreme anxiety all the way back to generations 36 to 42, 43 to 49. So many, 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 many years. And that's a wonderful in-depth whole lifetime clearing if you did feel something during that sample that Ron just did for anxiety. Okay, so let's see. I also wanted to mention, too, the dates for the February intensives are coming up, and that will be on February 4th, 5th, 19th, and 26th. And just stay tuned or check back at the website for more information about that. And what that is Ron does every month a series of calls, and it's 8 hours of healing. And an Ascension preparation call on Saturday the 4th, and that starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. And that's also when Ron does a lot of the living light energy water, the refreshing skin misting healing water, and we'll also activate the 7 containers of water for your use personally. And then the 7-hour sessions begin on the 5th and continue with each consecutive Sunday. And, oh, I just noticed we have a leap year this year, so that'll be interesting. So if you'd like more information about that, be sure to check back to creationlightship.com. And, okay, so a couple of people were saying they timeline crashed a lot of things. And somebody said they were watching a movie over the weekend, and they saw a car crash in the movie, but they were in the now, and they had thoughts about it, so they timeline crashed it, I guess, maybe to prevent any, well, I shouldn't say that. Maybe they were, I don't know, dealing with a past situation there. So it's basically, I guess, how they were dealing with that situation. And let's see. Somebody else mentioned, again, the fear barcode removal and how effective that is in helping deal with fear or fear of a situation. Okay, so another listener wrote in, and again, Ron, this relates back to timeline crashes. And this is the person who was writing about the tangents, and they're wondering the unlimited advanced timelines does have subjects like struggle and lack, etc. Do I crash all the subjects or my individual situation?
That's strictly up to you.
Okay.
They're listed there. It might take you a while if you wanted to do all of them, but those are suggestions. I think most people who get on that advanced timeline crash are doing everything listed there.
Okay, great. So, all right, hopefully that clears up the situation there with the timeline crashing. I know it's a little bit in depth there. That is a big one to do. Any kind of timeline crashing really takes a commitment, so you have to really want to change and work on your issues there. You're physically and, I guess, energetically getting yourself off of that timeline. And then, as Ron always says, well, what are you going to create once you have the space to not be dealing with fear and anxiety and anger and all of those situations that you're dealing with? What could you create? So somebody else, I guess, wrote in about earlier we were talking about the warmth that's going to hopefully happen on the February call with the Energetic Blueprint. And somebody said, in my opinion, the warmth goes where it is needed most, such as extremities. So probably like fingers and toes. That would be helpful. And we can also, I think I did mention this, but we can also add $50 to make the self-empowerment clearing unlimited. And that's for the one that Ron was talking about earlier, sort of the Band-Aid clearing to get you back into life. Ron, I just realized we are almost at the end of our show here. These shows
Always
go by so quickly. So I'll turn it over to you for any last thoughts. And please join us again on Wednesday at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern for Creation Lightship Healing on Station 1, as well as Friday and Saturday. And Saturday we will be doing the February birthdays live on the Lightship. So make sure if you would like to participate or if you have a birthday in February, please join us. That's, again, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on Station 2. Okay, over to you, Ron.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. And let's say this out loud. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, up them into my heart. Very, very simple. And here we go. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Here we go, everybody. So, thank you, listeners. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later, everybody. Same.